DEA tells Senate panel one of Haitian president's suspected assassins was agency informant. By Matthew Boyle on July 12, 2021. The Drug Enforcement Agency, DEA, has informed the Senate Judiciary Committee that one of the suspects in the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was a confidential source to the agency, Breitbart News has learned. A senior Senate GOP aide told Breitbart News on Monday evening that the DEA willingly told the Senate Judiciary Committee, without any inquiry into the matter, that one of the suspects in the assassination was a confidential source to the DEA. At times, one of the suspects in the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was a confidential source to the DEA, the DEA told the Senate Judiciary Committee. Following the assassination of President Moïse, the suspect reached out to his contacts at the DEA. A DEA official assigned to Haiti urged the suspect to surrender to local authorities and, along with a U.S. State Department official, provided information to the Haitian government that assisted in the surrender and arrest of the suspect and one other individual. DEA is aware of reports that President Moïse's assassins yelled DEA at the time of their attack. These individuals were not acting on behalf of DEA. Senate staffers told Breitbart News upon receiving the information from the DEA they were a bit shocked the agency was so proactively forthcoming. A sign they think that the agency is worried about this narrative unfolding and is attempting to get ahead of any looming Senate inquiry into the matter. The DEA issued the same statement to CNN in response to inquiries about the matter. In addition to DEA ties to some of the suspects in the plot, CNN also reported that others had potential ties to other agencies as well, including the FBI. Others also had U.S. ties, including working as informants for the FBI, the people briefed on the matter said. The FBI said in response to CNN's reporting that it doesn't comment on informants, except to say that it uses lawful sources to collect intelligence as part of its investigations, CNN's Evan Perez wrote. President Jovenel Moïse was killed Wednesday in an operation that Haitian authorities say involved at least 28 people, many of them Colombian mercenaries hired through a Florida-based security company. Authorities on Monday announced the arrest of a suspect who they say orchestrated the assassination. Christian Emmanuel Sanon, 63 years old, entered the country on a private jet in June, Police Chief Leon Charles said at a news conference. Haitian authorities say that Sanon hired Florida-based CTU Security, which they alleged recruited men initially to provide security for Sanon, though their mission appears to have changed thereafter. It's not clear that the men who worked as U.S. law enforcement informants wittingly participated in the assassination plot or were aware of the mission, the people briefed on the matter said.